It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More love, less hatred, embrace.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey, and we're at the end of a really wonderful week of talking about who we are in Christ Jesus, that we're citizens of heaven, that the things of this world are behind us, we're new creations, and the rules that apply to our life are the rules of God's kingdom, and Jesus is Lord over that. So I'd like to conclude the week with just challenging you as to know who you are. Who are you? And Jesus, in John's chapter 8, verse 22, says, at this, the Jews began to ask among themselves, will he kill himself? And that is that why he says, where I'm going, it's not possible for you to come? And he said to them, you are from above, from below. I'm from above. You are of this world, of this earthly order. I'm not of this world. That is why I told you that you will die in and under the curse of your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he who I claim to be, if you do not adhere to and trust in and rely on me, you will die in your sins. You say, well, what about the Buddhist? What about the Taoist? What about the Hindu? You're going to die in their sins because there's only one Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the world. And then he said, then they said to him, well, who are you anyway? In other words, who are you to be saying that you're the only way? And Jesus replied, why do I even speak to you? I am exactly what I've been telling you from the first. I have much to say about you and to judge and condemn, but he who sent me is true, reliable, and I tell the world only the things that I have heard from him. They did not perceive, know, or understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus added, when you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, you will realize and know and understand that I am he for whom you look, and that I do nothing of myself, of my own accord, or on my own authority, but I say exactly what my Father has taught me. And he who sent me is ever with me. My Father has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. And he said these things, and many believed in him and trusted and relied on and adhered to him. So Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings, and live in accordance with them, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's offspring and descendants, and have never been in bondage to anybody. What do you mean by saying you will be set free? Jesus answered them, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, whoever commits and practices sin is a slave of sin. Now a slave does not remain in a household permanently forever. The son of the house does remain forever. So if the son liberates you and makes you free men, then you are really and unquestionably free. Yes, I know that you are Abraham's offspring, yet you plan to kill me, because my word has no entrance and makes no progress and does not find any place in you. I tell the things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from your father. They retorted, Abraham is our father. Jesus said, if you were truly Abraham's children, then you would do the works of Abraham and follow his example and do as Abraham did. But now, instead, you're wanting and seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I have heard from God, this is not the way Abraham acted. You're doing the work of your own father, they said to him. We are not illegitimate children and born out of fornication. That was a slam at Jesus because he was born of a virgin. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me and respect me and welcome me gladly, for I proceed and came forth from God out of his very presence. I did not even come on my own authority or of my own accord as self-appointed, but he sent me. Why do you misunderstand what I say? It's because you are unable to hear what I'm saying. You cannot bear to listen to my message. Your ears are shut to my teaching. You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the lust and gratify the desires which are characteristic of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a falsehood, he speaks what is natural to him, for he is a liar himself and the father of lies and of all that is false. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. You don't trust me. You do not rely on me or hear to me. Who of you convicts me of wrongdoing or finds me guilty of sin? Then if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God listens to God. Those who belong to God hear the words of God. This is the reason that you do not listen to those words, to me, because you do not belong to God and are not of God or in harmony with him. The Jews answered him, are we not right when we say you are a Samaritan and that you have a demon and that you are under the power of an evil spirit? Jesus answered, I'm not possessed by a demon. On the contrary, I honor and reverence my Father, and you dishonor and despise and vilify and scorn me. However, I am not in search of honor for myself. I do not seek it. And goes on down to say, are you greater than our father Abraham? He died and all the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be? And Jesus answered, if I were to glorify myself and magnify practicing and honor myself, I would have no real glory, for my glory would be nothing and worthless. My honor must come to me from my Father. It is my Father who glorifies me, and yet you do not know him or recognize him. Your forefather Abraham was extremely happy at the hope and prospect of seeing my day. Then the Jews said to him, you're not even yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And Jesus replied, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am. And so they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus, by mixing with the crowd, concealed himself and went out. It was that thing that I am that got him, because they knew who the I am was. I am was who spoke to Moses out of the burning bush. When Moses said, who shall I say sent me? God said, tell them I am that I am. And when Jesus says before Abraham was, I am, oh, that was the end. Remember, that's God, I am. So when you say I am about yourself, be careful. If you belong to Jesus and if you're in him, and he's in you, be careful. Say what I am is. Say, I am strong. I am healed. I am filled with righteousness. I am of my Father in heaven. Dan Malone is going to sing, I am.
It was dark in my heart. You brought light to me. A child of darkness became a child of light. When my soul and I I am Alpha, I am Omega, the in-between. I am, you said to me, and I'll be what it takes to meet your need. You were the widow's cruse of oil, old Elijah's meat. You were shelter for brother Noah, the shepherd for the sheep, and in the fire you were the fourth man, and a cloud by day, a fire by night for your little children to lead the way. I am, you said to me, I am the bread of life, just take and eat.
Well, he is the great I am. I am that I am. that's pretty thorough, right? Jesus replied, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you before Abraham was born, I am. So they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus, by mixing with the crowd, concealed himself and went out of the temple enclosure. You know, it's really interesting. It's the same today. You try to tell people about Jesus. You try to tell him that he's the truth, that the Bible is the truth, that Christianity is the truth. They don't want to hear it. If they thought they could get away with it, they'd kill you. In fact, all over the world, people are being killed because of their faith and trust in Jesus. That same evil, satanic spirit that motivated these Jewish leaders to want to kill Jesus, the Son of God himself, is still at work in the world, still hates Christians. But many of the church, they don't understand the authority and the power they have in Christ Jesus. They have authority over the works of darkness. That's what this week has been about. Put on that new man. Let that new man live in you. Be an example to the world. Be salt. Be light. And remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. Pastor Woodson Moore, Fairton Christian Center. Jesus is freedom.